Lawrence logged her as typing on her laptop in the newsroom at MLive's downtown Ann Arbor office. She's an education reporter who is helping get the word out about the school supply drive.
Backpacks, colored pencils, notebook paper, flash drives, calculators, other school supplies along those lines.
Those are some of the supplies that many WISD students need. Last year, the district identified 1,200 homeless students. Sarah Heierman is a grants and development manager for the district.
They may be living in what we call a doubled up situation, meaning they could be sleeping on somebody's floor, you know, a friend of the family or, you know, a relative.
Some of those students may be homeless either because they lost their home in a fire, their family was evicted, or because of a domestic violence situation, just to name a few reasons. Sarah says not having the supplies can affect them academically.
When you can't participate actively in your education, it does impact them. And in addition to just the ability to participate in the classroom, there's also a stigma and social-emotional component to that as well. So, you know, you're not necessarily going to feel as confident going to the classroom if you know you don't have the same resources that other students do.
Back at the MLife offices, residents have already dropped off backpacks and other supplies in the lobby. For Lauren, who regularly covers K through 12, it means something.
It feels good. I would give the credit to the people in the community who are bringing in these items, and we're just kind of helping to facilitate that and make people more aware of the needs that are out there.
The supply drive runs through August 19th. For more information, visit WEMU.org. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.